Continuing with discussion of the thousand names of Vishnu, now name 612 is Srinivasa. This is a very well-known, popular, and loved name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially here in South India. I'm speaking in Tamil Nadu. In this state, as in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh and Telangana especially, this name is commonly given to boy children and is especially associated with the Supreme Lord Vishnu as he appears on the Tirumala, Balaji, Sri Venkateshwara. Sri Nivas, the name is composed of two elements, Sri and Nivasa. Sri refers to the eternal consort of the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known by many names. Sri is one of the most well-known, and Lakshmi is another, the goddess of fortune, sometimes translated like that. And Sri also means all good qualities, especially opulence, and Sri Lakshmi Devi, she is the abode or personification of all these good qualities, and Nivasa means abode or place of residence. So he, Vishnu, is the place or the person where Sri lives, where all good qualities reside, and where also the goddess of fortune, who is the embodiment of all good qualities, she also resides. So these are two main meanings, although the two main meanings of the word Srinivas, although the meanings, they merge into each other. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Purana, and other theistic descriptions is described how during the churning of the milk ocean, Sri, the goddess of fortune, emerged and she immediately took her place on the chest of Lord Vishnu. Even though all the great personalities in the universe were present, she who is actually beyond the universe, came to reside on his chest. He's beyond the universe, but he enters within the universe. In this world, she is known as Chanchala, just like lightning. Good fortune never stays with anyone, except momentarily, but she always resides with Lord Vishnu. She is his Shakti. This is very well known and important word. His power, his energy. God means all powerful, and she is the power and the powerful. Just like a crude example, there is an electric powerhouse, and there is the power, the electric power that is generated from there. It's a crude example that there's the source of all energy and the energy, they are inseparable. So in the same way, she is inseparable. Lakshmi, Sri, is inseparable from he. She always resides in him, and he always resides in her. They're always together. They're inseparable. So she is his Shakti, his consort, just like in this world, we find there is a man as a wife. So this mirrors in the original relationship, spiritual relationship of the Supreme Lord with his eternal consort. She is his disciple, his maidservant, devotee. We find in Varaha Purana that she appears as the earth personified. And she says to him, Varaha, the avatar of Vishnu, that aham shishya cha dasi cha bhakta twai bhakta cha twai madhava. She says to him that I am your disciple, your maidservant, your devotee. O Madhava, you are the husband of the goddess of fortune. Madhava means the husband of the goddess of fortune. And I am that goddess of fortune to whom you are always united. So, as he appears in this world and beyond this world, in his various forms, the one Supreme Personality of Godhead always is associated with Shri. When he comes as Krishna, she comes as Radha and as Rukmini. When he comes as Rama, she comes as Sita. When he comes as Varaha, she comes as Bhumi. When he comes as Vamana, she comes as Kirti. And Lakshmi, Narasimha, all the different forms, they all appear with that consort who, just as he manifests himself in various forms, so she also manifests herself in various forms to accompany him. And they are inseparable. Just like sometimes Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, is compared to a kalpa vriksha, a wish-fulfilling, desire-fulfilling tree. So she is, in this comparison, compared to the creeper of immortal nectar that winds around that tree. So that's a very nice comparison. They're always, the tree and the creeper, always living together. She's always with him. I mentioned that she favors someone in this world momentarily. Someone may be very rich, very opulent, very prominent in society, but our life is like a flash. Even within one lifetime, she may not stay with a person, but she always stays with him. The gopis of Vrindavan, when they were discussing Krishna, they mentioned that Shri resides with him as sthala vidyuta, which means fixed lightning. It seems like a contradiction, oxymoron. How can lightning be fixed? It always flashes from place to place, never stays in one place. But she, although she only manifests herself, good fortune, in this world, in a person for a very brief time, just like lightning, is only seen briefly, but she's always steadily residing with him on his chest. So, he is the Supreme Lord, and she is the abode of all good qualities. Of course, he's also the abode of all good qualities in the male, in the transcendental male form, and she's the abode of all good qualities in the transcendental female form. They're inseparable, that's the whole point. Srinivas, he resides in her, she resides in him. Shri means opulence, but as in the Sanskrit literature, when a quality is given, it often means or indicates all other attendant qualities. Just like janmadhyasyataha. From him, the Supreme Lord, comes the generation of everything that exists. He maintains everything that exists, and ultimately he destroys everything that exists. So when it says Shri, that also means all good qualities. And there are many lists of the qualities of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, given in scripture. Briefly, they are given Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasya Shriyaha Jnana Vairagya Yashchaiva Shannang Bhaga Itingina. Six qualities that only he has in full defines him as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All opulence, all power, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. So all these qualities are inherent in him, all these qualities are inherent in her, but she particularly manifests the female side. Now, we shouldn't confuse with mundane maleness and femaleness, which are simply reflections of the eternal, transcendent, spiritual maleness and femaleness of Narayana and Sri. They're both the abode of all good qualities, but he manifests more the lordly, dominating quality, and she tempers him. That as the supreme judge of everything, he has to be neutral, he has to be firm, but she as the tender, compassionate counterpart of the Supreme Lord, she will intercede with her great mercy for those who take shelter of her. So Krishna is the Supreme Powerful and Supreme Merciful, but if there is anyone who can be said to be even more merciful, she manifests his mercy, his compassion. So devotees, they turn to Lakshmi, to Radha, and take shelter of the compassionate female nature who will overlook, while just like the father tends to be very stern, he has to be, to lovingly stern to discipline his sons, but the mother may intercede. So in the same way, she is very compassionate, he is very powerful, and the combination makes the ideal transcendent male and female. They always reside together. All good qualities are in him eternally. She is the embodiment of those good qualities. Therefore, he is called Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. There are many great personalities in the universe, even beyond the universe, but only Krishna, Narayana, Vishnu can be called the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because in him reside fully all beauty, wealth, strength, knowledge, fame, renunciation. All the great qualities reside in him. So we can't, technically we can't say that Shiva or Indra or Chandra or Vayu is the Supreme Lord. Only all perfection is in him only. And the highest manifestation of his perfection is his love for his consort. Radha, Sita, Lakshmi, who are all non-different. So does that mean that we, as tiny living beings, can never be perfect or pure? No, we can be. By her mercy, she can bestow on us that purity. If we always think of Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayana, Sita, Rama, then by her, if we always think of her, then he will, if we carry Radha in our heart, then he will be attracted to live in our heart. So in this way also, Srinivas means who resides in the heart where there is good quality. So if we see anyone who is trying to manifest good qualities, sincerely trying to manifest good qualities, we can understand that is a godly quality. And that godliness comes to complete perfection when we understand that the abode of all goodness is Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana. So if we try to make our hearts pure, if we remember Radha, then Krishna will come. In this regard, the great Vaishnava poet, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, I'll just read that out to you. Krishna naam gane bhai, Radhika charana pai, Radha nama gane Krishna chandra. If we sing the name of Krishna, then we will attain to the lotus feet of Radha, and similarly, by chanting the name of Radha, we will attain to Krishna. So another way we can understand the name of Srinivas is he who always resides in a place which is full of opulence. So the most opulent place is Krishna's abode, Golok, the spiritual world. That is the place of Sri Radha. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning that he always resides in the land of full opulence, which is Goloka. We're also reminded of the first verse of the famous Gopi Gita of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which the gopis singing about Krishna, they say, Jayati te dikam janmana raja shrayata indira shashvadatrahi. They say that this land of Vrindavan is glorious because the goddess of fortune always resides here. All goodness, all auspiciousness, that always resides here. So naturally Krishna likes to live in such a place. So we also have to try to make our hearts very clear and pure so that Krishna will like to reside there. Yeah. Krishna is there in everyone's heart. God is in everyone's heart. But he especially likes to reside in a heart which is purified. So purified, we remember him. He is all pure by consciously trying to remember him, especially by chanting his names. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means to call to Radha and Krishna. So in this way, in brief, the name Srinivas can be understood. He is the abode of all good qualities. He is the abode of Lakshmi. He likes to live in a place which is all auspicious. Hare Krishna.